Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Good morning. Just terrific.
All right. Today's topic is one for the books. No one listening? Maybe it's you. But yeah. Why?
You ever feel like someone you're talking to isn't listening?
Oh, yeah.
You're not alone. You know, listeners estimate that they tune out during conversations about 30% of the time, according to research from the Harvard Business School. Interesting. Let me give you a quick example. You know, we talk about listening skills all the time, but we never have talked about talking skills. So that's what this show is all about. It's based on a piece in the Wall Street Journal by Elizabeth Bernstein. I want to give her the credit for coming up with a lot of research. So it says she actually starts out, "A good friend called me recently to say hello. We chatted about his kids, a problem he was having at work, and his recent vacation. When he asked how I was doing, I mentioned a big work project. Quote, the deadline is bearing down on me and I'm stressed, I said. He didn't respond. So I asked, quote, do you think you can brainstorm a few things with me sometime? There was more silence. Then my friend, who had awoken me up at 6 a.m. to talk, blurted out, oh, darn, I missed one. I'm taking this online training course for work and just messed up the last answer." Unquote. So, you know, there's been a lot of press over the causes of our connection problem. You know, the blame is usually placed on the shoulders of the listener, and that we've discussed before. Distracted in the smartphone era by multiple screens and multitasking. So solutions have concentrated on how to listen better. Put down your phone, make eye contact, ask open-ended questions, encourage the other to elaborate. But now, interesting, communications experts say we need to focus on what the talker is doing wrong too. And that's what the show is all about. Often they say talkers engage in monologue rather than in dialogue. They drone on and ignore the listener's cues, then he or she is disengaged. Usually, this is an interesting quote, usually talkers are too active, says a woman named Tracy Rubel, a couples therapist and communications consultant out in San Francisco. She's the founder of something I never heard of before, but the founder of something called Sidewalk Talk. This is something you might have heard of, Jill. Sidewalk Talk is a nonprofit that sends groups of trained volunteers into the streets to talk with strangers. Quote, the talker starts on a roll and never checks to see if they are being listened to, and the listener starts to feel objectified and thinks, do you ever notice that I am here? And are you just anxiously pouring out all your thoughts? Mrs. Rubel says that talkers need to engage in, quote, connected talking. She says, connected talkers focus on four actions. They are aware of the listener and value what that person brings to the conversation. They pay attention to what it feels like to be listened to and don't get lost in their own head. They feel gratitude for the listener, and they're aware of the well-being of the listener asking, quote, am I overwhelming or losing that person, unquote. So I've got some good news to share, or I'm falling apart. I could use advice is something that you hear a lot. Next, to be clear on what you need, do you want advice, empathy, someone to hold your hand and just listen? Be open about what you will help both you and the listener stay focused. This is advice, of course, for the talker. You also need to slow down your talking. Make eye contact, pay attention to the other person's responses, and let the other person talk. Be aware of, quote, anxious talking, unquote, rambling on about anything that comes into your head. If the other person seems distracted or disengaged, don't take it personally. Politely ask if there's, you know, if there's something wrong, or if they prefer to talk another time. There's another quote in the article from a gentleman, Michael Levy is his name, a 60-year-old retired manager of the MTA, New York City Transit, says he's learned how to talk effectively from employee training, quote, all kinds of online talks, and primarily his wife. Determining what to say, he says, is like standing on a golf course, deciding how to make the next shot a good shot. There's a lot of checking out to do before you swing. True. If Mr. Levy senses that his listener isn't paying attention, he tries to address the issue gently. Please don't get angry, but you don't seem to be paying attention to what I'm saying. Is something distracting you? No, I completely disagree with Mr. Levy. That's definitely the wrong thing to say. And you're just going to turn the person off when you say that. So don't. So here is a quick summary of how to be a better speaker, how to be a better talker. And remember, we haven't focused on this at all. We focus on listening skills, but here is the talking skills. One, this comes from, again, Tracy Rubel, a couples therapist, her views. Just don't launch in, ask the other person if it's a good time to chat. Be clear about what you need from your listener, advice, empathy, an ear, or a hug. Explain this. Don't take it personally if the listener can talk at that moment. Ask to chat at a better time for her or him. Slow down. Breathe. Make eye contact. Let the other person talk as well. Next, don't ramble. If you get yourself back on track by saying, my intention for sharing this is with you right now is blah, blah, blah. If you sense the other person isn't listening, politely ask what is going on, or is there a better time for us to talk? You may need to switch environments, move to another room, say to remove distractions. And finally, practice appreciating the listener. This will help you feel more heard. So that's a little bit of advice for our listeners on talking skills, which we haven't really focused on to date. So that's about it.
So let's talk about talking skills for a sec, because I learned this a long, long time ago. And I am staggered by the people who didn't. And that is, if you are going to talk, you need to assess before you even open your mouth what's going on with the person who's let's say you're walking into someone's office. You've got to look and you've got to see, because if the ceiling – this never fails to astound me. If the ceiling is leaking at that moment and, you know, there's just water gushing out into the – and you say, hey, what do you want for dinner? It's on you. You're not going to get an answer. You're exactly. not gonna, nor are you going to be heard, nor are you – and – That's almost communication 101. And if you give me 10 people, I can find you 9.3 who don't read the room or the person before they open their mouth.
Right.
It's,
exactly.
It's
right.
So bad. It's so bad. I don't mean bad. It's just you don't need to. It's let me say it's not 30%. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah. That's all I'm trying to say. And. Yeah. When you are talking to someone on the phone, not that people do that anymore, you can always tell when they're not listening.
For sure.
And I have tortured numerous people. I'm sorry, I shouldn't use that word. I have indicated to numerous people that they should, since they are clearly busy answering their emails, why don't they keep doing that? Because, and we'll speak later, because, you know, there's a certain amount of time waste that goes into it.
Yes,
and
for sure.
So,
you know, when you think about, Jill, when you think about talking skills, think about some TV news shows. For example, why is Lester Holt on NBC the number one? of all the network, of all the network news on announcers, national news announcers. Why is he number one? Talking. Nobody can talk like Lester Holt on the air about news. And that's why he continues to be number one. That the personality, the eye contact that he has, you know, the voice, and he knows how to attract his listeners. He is number one and probably will always stay number one.
That's an interesting, yeah, I hadn't focused on that in that way. There are going back in history, there are people who are very compelling speakers, talkers, and and you can certainly, when you are in the presence of one of them, you know the difference. Equally, there are people who just you hair on fire, leave the room. You know, you don't want to, and sometimes they know who they are. Sometimes they don't. You know, some of these people are unlikely to ever get an answer.
Yes.
And what I just find mildly worrisome to majorly alarming is that there are numerous people in the workforce that I deal with regularly who don't seem to know the basics of communication. And I wonder, and that's before they even get into, I mean, some are obviously in executive positions or working their way up, but I'm just wondering what we are doing educationally, what we're not doing that should be done.
Yes. Not enough. Not enough for the ordinary average person. You know, when we see TV personalities, you know, this is the 50th anniversary of the man on the moon. And if you watched it last night, or the night before, JFK, listening to his skills, the talking skills of John F. K. For those of us in the audience, we're old enough to recall the great talking skills that John F. Kennedy had. You know, well rehearsed, well done. Reagan as well, the great talking skills that he had. So, okay.
All right. Oration classes for everybody. Thank you very much, Sander Flaum, Leader's Edge.